I remember I had an Irish friend, a good Irish friend. His mother was Irish Catholic, and he went to parochial school. And one day the nun said, "And Christ, the Jews killed Christ." And Matty Fisher walked out of the room and never went back.
That was your friend?
Yeah.
How old was your friend, or how old were you?
Well, he was a year older than I was. He must have been, it was around like the seventh grade, so he might have been about 12, 13. And Matty taught me how to box. He was, you know, the Irish, the little Jewish boy didn't know anything, but he told me how to defend myself. And unfortunately, I received the last letter from him in Italy. He was a lieutenant in the 34th Infantry Division. And after he wrote a letter saying that he just got out of the hospital and he couldn't stand it anymore in the hospital, and he went back to his outfit. He was killed. Mm. And I got the last letter he wrote. So it was kind of sad. His father was in the Sinn Féin movement in Ireland. I remember him telling me the story of the British. They would catch the Irish and throw them out of a window, actually throw them out of a window. They weren't, people aren't very nice, you know. It's hard to believe when I meet nice people like you and Rob, and then you think of the mean, nasty people.
Yes.
Well, I won't go into it.
You were starting to say that you then, had registered for the draft.
And so I went into the Army, and I had my physical December 1941. And in fact, I was listening to, I was home. I came home from West Virginia just to go to the Army. And I became engaged with my charming wife. And
is she still living?
Yes, we'll be married 67 years in July.
Oh, congratulations.
And like I said, she made the first Jewish saint.
But she picked the first Jewish saint?
I said she will be the first Jewish saint for living with me that long. But someone told me it's not true, because Mary was the first Jewish saint. But anyway, I came home in December and I was engaged. My future father-in-law said, "Join the Navy," he says, "I know people." They were from Providence, Rhode Island. He says, "I know people, and I'll get you to have your boot training," they call it, in Newport. So I went to go volunteer in the Army.
What year was this?
In 1941, okay. Before November, before Pearl Harbor. And I was turned down, rejected because of a stigmatism in my eye. After the war, they would have taken me with one arm, but at that time, I had a bad stigmatism, so I waited. In January 1942, right after Pearl Harbor, I went in the Army, and I had my basic training in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I was assigned to the 4th Armored Division in Watertown, New York, and I went back to Fort Knox, a radio school, and became a radio operator. And then we went from Watertown, we went to Tennessee maneuvers, and from Tennessee, we went to from the coldest place in upstate New York, where we had 200 inches of snow. I went to California, Mojave Desert, where it was 136 in the sun, and we were there for 7.5 months, and I had a taste of Mississippi. I went to the University of Mississippi for 5 weeks. For some communications course. And my wife came down there and she asked me to, you know, the colored people, the black people walking off the side. They couldn't walk on a sidewalk if you were walking there. That was still in 1942. But anyway, from Fort Knox, Kentucky, California, we went to Texas for more training. And that was the God's worst place. We were in a place called Brownwood, we called it Deadwood.